Beats by Trill, straight killer Ville, dog.
What's good? We back. Yours truly, one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast. Today, we got a special guest in the building, Woodboy digital artist, Red Venom. How you doing?
All right. What's happening with you, bro?
What's good? Definitely throw the flyer out there, let y'all see.
Yeah. See that?
And whatnot. I like to start with the name before the name. Did you have a name before Red Venom?
Yeah, actually, it was Infrared.
Infrared?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it kind of got, I don't know, we had an indication where I feel like it got taken or something like that, or it won't really. I won't vibe with it at the time, I guess. You know what I mean?
What made you switch up to the Red Venom?
Well, actually, me and Mutate that day, like, and we was coming up with like a name for like my skill set. You feel what I'm saying? My new district, and the Venom came up. It was like a yeah, that kind of fit. Then it was like Venom Red. That's so it was like a Red Venom. Yeah, that works. Kind of like the skill set. I like how I delivery and how to do the music and all. But yeah, that's how we got the name then. So Red Venom ever since.
And where you from originally?
Rayford? Yeah.
Your whole life?
Whole life.
Okay. That's what's up. What got you into rapping?
Music in general, man. Music is this thing where it speaks a lot of volumes when you know, coming up and growing up and you got all kind of formulas, so it grabs to you. So music, definitely. So like, I love the music part. So yeah, that's where it came from.
And how would you like define your musical sound?
Far as like up against everything,
yeah.
I look at it as I'll be honest with you, I cannot. It's like a unique thing. Like I feel like my music is different from everybody's in the planet. It's that one little. It's like a great thing, but a good thing at the same time. You know what I mean? It's like unique, different from the planet, but it's a go. That kind of thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I mean, what's different from it? Like. Nowadays sound, what really makes your sound really stand out? Is it the production style? Is it your rhyme pattern, your lyrical content?
I would check all those just because it plays a point in all. Like my whole skill set plays a point in everything, like far as the music, like the beat, the verse, the subject, the everything. It's just the character and all. It kind of mimics and tackles each other pretty much. But yeah, I check all those.
And what, you done any performances lately?
Not here lately, but I have some, but not here lately, no.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. What do we got? What do we got coming up like for singles or albums or anything of that nature?
Yes, we're working on something now. Like, we're about to put something out for the Red Venom Movement, man. Maybe what, next year, maybe.
Yeah, is that the name of the album or is that just the name of the movement?
No. I'm just saying we're cooking up something now. So ain't delivery got the title yet for it, but we got things working in the works now. So yeah, they'll be hearing from me soon.
Any producers or whatnot you're working with that we might know?
At the time being, let's see, not I can say at the moment, but that's a lot going, but I can't just speak on it at the moment.
Who does most of your beats, though? Are you allowed to speak on that?
Let's see. Sagi, yeah.
Is that a producer out of Rayford?
Out of Fayetteville.
Okay. That's what's up.
Yeah.
What's your creative process like when you go into the lab and record music? Some people like just write it in their head. Mm-hmm. Some people writing on the paper. Some people like to text it, you know, put it on a notepad on the phone? Like, what's your process like?
Yeah, I does mine like different, like visually. The notepad, like, it comes from different areas. It's like, and this is why it's like hard to explain when it comes to my rap flow, my style, character, and all. It comes from different areas, like mentally, subconsciously, and then you write it down, and then you have a different way. You know how it's like three levels of truth?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, same as like three levels of, you know, non-truth or lies, something like that. Like that is like, I go in at every angle till I can get like that 100% difference. Like, but the yes, but you know what I mean? It's like different, if I can explain it right. So it's a difficult standpoint to explain like the Red Venom character. It's a unique character. It's different. But yeah.
Yeah, I actually had a rhyme partner named Venom. He called himself Very Nasty on mics. And I'm definitely going to poke the grizzly bear on this one. Okay. You know, so let him know there's a, another Venom out there, Red Venom and whatnot.
Indeed. Let him know. Here.
What about the music industry? If there's like one thing you could change, what would you change? Or do you think everything's good to go?
Well, elevation is great, you know what I mean? And most people are stung by difference. You know how that's a thing where people don't like change.
Mm-hmm.
So the only thing about an elevator, the higher you get, the less of sometimes the air, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, but you still get to your destination and it's still playing the same. So you take a shortcut, I take a long way, but we still end up in the same destination. So I feel like elevation is great. Where is that right now? Like, it could have some areas where we can kind of add to it, maybe, but like, it still can grow.
Like what areas you think?
Like, well, I come from an area where it's like, you know, you see everybody level and shit. Not like just one stage of situation, but you see everybody's level and stuff. So I feel like that right there will be great to have back in, you know, or add in or strengthen, if I must say.
Yeah. Okay.
But that's the only thing. Elevation is cool.
Speaking of strengthen, what's one thing that you feel like you will want to strengthen about maybe yourself as an artist? Maybe it's rhyming or off rhyming, like marketing or whatnot.
Yes. what would I want to change?
Or strengthen.
Strengthen. Okay. Yeah. I feel like, no, like I would say like, I can add some more on the skill set to make it more punishable for my opponents, if I must say.
You said do what now? You can make it what?
I can add more to like the skill set to make it more
punishable.
Yes, to my, you know.
So you need to strengthen how much you punish other rappers, basically.
Well, to add more vice grip to other rappers, I would love that. Just to let it know, like, this game is not always, you know, it's always a tournament audition, like, It's all fun, you know. Music is music, like especially when it comes to the rap part. Music is love, but you know it's tournament too, though.
Yeah,
I like it.
So you like to compete with artists?
I don't
like without them knowing, really.
Well, subliminal is cool too, but face to face and outgoing, I like the whole table.
Yeah, you just like to compete with everybody across the board. Yeah,
it's not, you know, it's not no bad love.
No, yeah, no, nothing personal. Yes. Yeah, it's strictly
like,
business.
Yeah, it's strength and like
Strictly business. What's some of the best advice you've been given in the music industry so far?
As far as like a motivation, like I feel like going straight and going on. I feel like people kind of get caught in the cloud of things. You know what I mean? Like the up the radar thing is like you going up the ladder, and sometimes you kind of get off the ladder to do something else type thing. But I just think people get caught up in the small stages of the clouds and stuff. Like once you're on your path and you got goals and stuff, stick with the movement. You know what I mean? You can dodge a little bit, but still keep your feet in the same place. You feel what I mean? Yeah, that's what I would love to give to everybody out there that's kind of fighting this, you know, this war of time and shit. Yeah, definitely.
What do you think about the sound nowadays in hip hop? Do you think is any problem with it? Think there needs to be a change or some evolution?
I'm sorry, I'm gonna cut you off, but like the sound is great though. Like it's not bad. Like if you really zoom into it, it's not bad. I don't think so. Just me. I think I like the sound. Like, it's like the beats and the times where they kind of capitalize in all different areas and stuff like that. I like it. I love it. So me, I'm a fan of, I like it. Yeah, so I like it. Yeah.
Hey, let me ask you this, though. We were talking about this. Like, what do you think about, like, artists like Andre 3000 doing, like, the flute album?
You know what? See, and this is what I'm saying. Andre 3 Stacks. This is what I mean. Creativity kind of got covered. So with him doing that, I salute that, man.
Yeah.
Andre 3 Stacks kind of move in a different direction anyway.
Yeah, yeah, that's so what we're saying.
This whole
yeah.
ball game. This is a whole movement. Like, so with him speaking in with a flute area, I salute that in a big page.
Yeah.
Yes, I do. Need more levels, man.
You think artists need to be more willing to experiment with other sounds and other flows and styles?
Yes, I would. Yes. If it was up to me, yes.
Yeah, because I know sometimes people always feel like they might be selling out if they do this or if they do that.
Right.
You know, but I think in music, you should be, you know, willing to try to experiment things. And if it doesn't work, you know, right. okay, on to the next thing. You know what I'm saying? But right. you never know if it's going to work unless you try it, right? Because right. people are saying Andre 3000 is a genius right now.
I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah. So if people out there, you know, calling him a genius, I mean, some people are, you know, pushing back on it and whatnot. And
of course.
I'm not, I couldn't really rock with it too much, but I thought it was very brave.
Right.
It was very brave for a cat to just, hey, flute album, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely very, very brave.
Possibilities really crazy, man. People are already sampling
out.
Yeah. Yeah, and they said the movies, like, they're talking about movies just throwing it. And all the movies like crazy. What's next for you?
The world. No, I'm joking. Me personally, I feel like bigger and better than me. Like just building next. Like morally, yeah. I'm gonna just say this. Like, what's next for me is like a bigger and powerful era, like next chapter situation. What I'm gonna do is charge the battery on this one. So like, yeah, the next one gonna be crazy. Like next step, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Let me stay on track, but the next step is gonna be crazy for them, you know what I mean? Yes. So elevation again, which I keep touching on, yes.
So we got no name of a single just yet, right?
Be honest with you, right now I'm shuffling around with singles, like what I want to move with right now, but I feel like I got more or another idea of one. But yeah, I'm shuffling around. I be in my head a lot, so I'm trying to get it together, you know what I mean? So I don't want to sound like, you know, everybody else, but I want to definitely get accepted for my kind of world of character and stuff like that.
Well, isn't that kind of one of the themes of Woodboy Digital, is not to really sound like everybody else, to
yes.
sound different? You know, we got Mutate God over here, you know, definitely try to, I guess, mutate into another sound, you know?
Yes.
And whatnot?
Yes, definitely. But see, he got like the Venom character that honestly embraces that point. And trying to be different again. It's like battling yourself and being better than your last self and being better than your last self. I mean, like that.
Yeah.
See, that's what I mean. So that's how I'm saying. It's like not pretty much going against anything, but just asking the respect and an elevation. It's like, it's another way to keep the level high in the sky. You know what I mean? So just check that temperature level. Like, it's another way to do this way right here. It's like, okay, cool. So let's elevate it.
Well, being that Venom is like a supervillain, you feel that always they have to take on that kind of role as a supervillain?
Yeah, definitely. I like the supervillain role, but also like the Red is the good guy.
Yeah.
So it's a conscious split.
So, okay, so it's two people.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yes. So it's a good guy, bad guy type thing. You know, Red constantly, you know, talks to Venom, and Venom constantly responds back in a different way or hellacious way, if I must say.
Red breaks carnage.
Yes.
What do you think about what they say the music video was dead. I did a video about this, and I'm kind of convinced it is.
So, you think the videos are dead?
Yeah, I think people ain't getting enough creativity into the music videos. I think you got to take it to a level like Joyner Lucas, for example. You know, he's one of my favorites, where he just puts this extra into the music videos, if you really want to do music videos, because people like Wendy Day say, you know, you just do $500 music videos at first, and then if the song pops, then you put more into it.
Yeah.
But I think if people just put as much creativity into the music video as they did their music,
right,
we wouldn't be saying this. Do you agree with that?
Yes, in some forms, I agree. But see, look at it this format. Like, levels change, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I was saying, with the time, with the new eyes and the new minds, it's like maybe creativity is in the box where it's getting to. You know what I'm saying? Now, as far as us, we have creativity for nothing. Like, we pretty much own it when it comes to that shit. But as far as the out and the new, it's like they have their creativity. It's like their creativity is like in a smaller, some of them, I would say some, not all. And it's like they're working towards that bigger state of creativity. So it's like a, depends on what state, time frame, and people.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the video level can change miraculously. But on another side, some people have like, this right here is big. The small is big compared to different people with creativity level. So I got a high level of creativity.
Yeah.
So, and most people, creativity goes like 1, 2, 3. My level goes to 1 through 10.
Yeah.
And some on the flip goes to 10 through 1.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? Or 5, 7, 8. You know what I'm saying? So it's different. But yes, it can work in both. It can work both ways if we can pull it in. But you know how that go. But yeah.
Let me ask a controversial question. Ooh. You think Rayford Cats giving Vietnam Cats a run for their money and always have?
In a music ball game?
Yeah.
Yes,
because cats and Feb, like, there's some cats, I'm not gonna say no names on here, okay? They know who they are, but they cling heavy on this Vietnam stuff,
dope, which is dope.
You know, everywhere we go out of town, you gotta, you know, we get into some fights or something, we gotta, Vietnam 2-6,
yes, sir.
But like, I remember like Mutate guy back in the days, always seeing posters of him with the glasses, the flashy glasses,
yeah.
And I never really seen Vietnam Cats working on that aspect, you know, and I always felt like Rayford Cats might have just been working as hard, if not harder.
I would,
you know,
so.
And coming from a spot where you probably got to work harder.
Double. Yes, you do.
Because there, what I mean, there's not a really no opportunity, Rayford, right?
No, when it, no.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but that's why. Rayford has like a hard response to things called you got to do double to kind of get like, you know, the same wave at some point. So it's like, damn, to come out here, you got to be sharp double time. You had to like complete the schedule twice in order to get to like a one ball game. But yes, I honestly think, we there, man. We have to double up, man. You got to be raw, man. You got to.
Yeah.
Yes.
We already did 10 laps by the time we couldn't fit.
That's what
I'm
saying.
You hear that?
You get me on
the
second lap. You
already did 10 laps. Rayford Cats did 10 laps before they got to Vietnam to even do the show.
Yes. Yes, man. It's crazy, man. Oh, man. See, this is, you can tell an event of something. You feel what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Now you can tell I was there. It's like, mother. I mean, I ain't going to be swearing too hard here, bro. I'm serious. It's wrong.
But ever since I can remember, I was performing, there was always Rayford Cats, you know, where it was RSP, whoever, you know, always there representing, just as hard as the Ville Cats every single week,
right, man. I guess
Let's chime into some other things.
All right, good.
What do you think about rap lyrics being used in Young Thug's RICO case? I think this is like a very slippery slope, and could be a deadly, dangerous path we're going down.
Which is true for us, but as far as them using that, I don't think they should use it. me personally, I don't think they should use it just because you taking my art from them and you taking my job to use it to criminalize me. You know what I mean? No matter what it says and no matter how it comes out, still you can't use my job, you know what I'm saying, to kind of take away from me, you know what I mean, to help your movement. So it's like, no, I don't agree with it at all. You know what I mean? It's just too much.
Do you think a little bit has to do with the fact that hip hop is the only genre that gets taken literally?
Yeah, but who, they shouldn't blame it on hip hop though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But yeah, you're right, but they shouldn't blame it because you got other genres that kind of gets out there and go hard about theirs and say a lot of things, do a lot of things. And after that, some people have a crazy response to it and they don't use that. You know what I mean? Like before they had like the rock and roll, like I'm not knocking rock and roll. Love it, rock and roll.
They saying crazy stuff over there.
Right. But you had them doing little crazy stuff, like jumping out of windows, hearsay, just for example. Like they was doing crazy stuff like that. And then they never come at them and pull them in court. You know, Kid Rock ain't never went to court and all that stuff. Limp Bizkit and all of them ain't never went to court like that. And you know what I mean? But I hate like they storm on like the hip hop era. Just because they feel like they can fund off of it. That's what I think. But
do we think it's taken literally because it came from the streets? And we feel like stuff from the streets has to be authentic?
Yes, I feel like so. And yeah, you're right. Yeah, I can agree with that. Yeah.
I mean, because it's the only genre we take literally. It's like if somebody raps something, we got to analyze if he's really done every single thing. Right. We know every single rapper. We all embellished something.
Right, right.
You know?
Right.
And some way over embellished, you know, like Rick Ross, you know, I know Pablo Noriega, he owed me 100 favors, you know? And we still loved it. We wasn't like really like questioning it when it was happening. We questioned it later afterwards. We like, oh, he's a security guard for a prison. So now we want to question it and whatnot.
Right. See, when it comes to stuff like that, man, like I feel like the newer generation kind of took it too far, I would say. Because like
went too far.
Like kind of being who you are. Like,
no, yeah, you, let, yeah, they are. They're really like
the stage character.
Yeah, they're really trying to live it for real.
Yeah.
Like when we was coming up, you was trying to get on to get out the streets and get out the hood. And now they literally want to play the whole part. Like, I don't know if you've seen the guy that was in the projects shooting the video. I forgot, Hassan something. Mm-hmm. And he literally got shot in the project. Literally got shot in the projects. And he's in there like, yo, you know, come on down. They threw a bottle at him and whatnot. It's like, what are you doing, man? You literally.
But to me, it sounded like he got on his clout chasing shoes.
Yeah, like, yeah, he was clout chasing, right? Yeah,
strong.
When like, you filming in the projects and going live, and,
right?
And you're an influencer already, right?
Right.
Yeah.
But see, what I'm saying is, like, when you see Keanu Reeves, you don't be like, "Yo, how's Neo doing? Oh, how's the mind of your Neo doing?" Or all the characters that he played in the movies. So it's like when we do our stages, like we could be talking about or based on a true story in our music, if I would say, but that don't mean like. Definitely we doing it at the moment or, you know what I mean, at the time being. So we shouldn't have to get, I feel like that's a lot of pressure on the artist to me.
Yeah.
So you know what I mean? Because you got to live something 24/7 that's kind of a story that you wrote, lived before. You know what I mean? Because some people kind of trying to better themselves. So when you better yourself, that kind of life from, you don't live it kind of like how you used to. So you kind of just writing what you remember and what you've done. And putting it together. So it's like, yeah, I feel like it's a lot on the artist.
Well, they said Macho Man did that. He played the character everywhere he goes, and you know, everywhere he goes, and it messes up his relationships and his marriage because you can't get out of character. Yeah. Just like they said, my man that died to play the Joker.
He said
he couldn't get out of the character.
Yeah.
And he played it such a dark version of the Joker,
which was great.
It was great, but he couldn't flip out of that character, and that's the thing. Actors go in, and I don't know, like Benny the Butcher, it's like, do you really got to wear all your jewelry in Walmart?
Oh yeah, that's a lot.
Or can't you just send like one of the homeboys to go get, you know, whatever you need from Walmart when you're Benny the Butcher?
Right.
you know?
Right.
So. I mean, it's like you playing that character everywhere you go. And we know, like, this character likes to, you know, everybody likes to test your character in this business.
They do. They do. And from each angle, from each level, they do. But I just feel like, yeah, with that, that's why they said, like, don't lose yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's real easy to lose yourself once you bang yourself to one stage.
You talking about like Eminem when he said, don't lose yourself in the music?
We can use that concept, but like they said, don't lose yourself just because like you be in position. Everybody has a character every time in their life.
Yeah.
Or everywhere they go, per se. Because it comes like growing up at home, right? You give your parents that automatic respect, right?
Yeah.
Not to be disrespectful in front of them. That's a character already because you're not really saying how you feel completely.
Yeah.
So you playing a character already growing up. So you add it to places. Then once you maim yourself to one place, who's to say who you are at the time being? Who is yourself? So you find yourself over time and you grow up and that's when you find yourself. That's why they say like when you get past a certain area, you mature and you start to grow up. But yeah, some people catch it late. Some people catch it early. But yeah, that's how that works, man. Like, damn, it's a lot. I feel like it's not fair to the artist, though. It's a lot to carry.
Yeah,
it is.
It is because actors don't. They're, as soon as they do the role, it's done and over with. They're back doing whatever. We about to wrap it up here, so we got like 4 more minutes. I got one more question I want to ask you though, and I thought this was a weird one when I first heard it. Little Yachty was saying, I thought coming from him was kind of hypocritical, but he was saying hip hop is really getting in a bad place or a dark place. Do you agree with any of that?
At the moment of time. I would say, but I like, but think about it. We done had times like this in East, what, decade runs? We always have our dark times, like in hip hop. But that's a part of hip hop, you ask me.
What was the dark time really earlier, you think, that we really had around what time?
All right, you go from NWA time.
Okay.
Where was like, yeah. You couldn't curse on stage.
Yeah.
And all that, though. And then you had.
Like, Ice-T was out too with the Cop Killer.
Yeah.
That was pretty controversial.
Yeah. Then, you know, you had like East and West, John.
2 Live Crew with definitely at the forefront with the booty. And that was crazy. They were just talking about sexual stuff.
Right.
And you got Ice-T over here talking about Cop Killer and they fucked the police and they were more mad about the 2 Live Crew and whatnot.
Yeah, you're right. No. That's why they can't judge sexy, really. Yeah.
No, you're right. Yeah.
Even
when we're talking about gonorrhea and all that crazy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Sexy Red naming her products like after gonorrhea and stuff like that. No, you're right. We already had a Sexy Red.
Right.
You're right. Everything just comes back around, right?
Right. So I feel like it's just a part of hip hop, man. Hip hop got its own world, and this is what goes on. And it ups and downs, in and outs. You know what I'm saying? Only the strong survive.
But don't you think it's weird for a cat like Lil Yachty that kind of, you could say, would be a contributor to it being in a bad place,
right?
To say it's in a bad place.
Yes.
I think it's got to be somewhere in a little bit of a bad place when a cat like Little Yachty's, you know, it's not like Nas or Rakim. It's like one of the worst cats to possibly listen to. Huh? Is it? I heard it was. I guess hanging around with J. Cole done stepped his game up right?
Yeah.
That's another one.
Oh.
J. Cole. They said, I saw this thing where they say J. Cole be knowing who to pick to rhyme with on songs. Like he just only rhymes with people that he can quote unquote, you know, kill on a song or murder on a song. I'm calling bullshit on that.
But hold on. Before we call bullshit on that, let's see. All right, let's see. Like,
who's really out there to kill J. Cole in the mainstream? And just the mainstream. Let's not go with underground right now. Mainstream.
Who can knock J. Cole off?
Maybe a Kendrick.
Maybe a Kendrick.
Maybe a Joyner Lucas. Maybe. And I still don't even know if M's fucking with him. All
right. So what about Lupe Fiasco?
I mean, I like Lupe, but I haven't heard him lately, though.
I'm just saying skill wise. You know what I mean? He plays.
He does have that sound that fits with a J. Cole.
Yeah. So that'd be a hell of a battle to me. I mean, I don't know.
But there's not a lot, right? This is like a just maybe a
Yeah, just a
you can name a handful.
Yeah, J. Cole go hard.
So it don't matter who he really gets on, it's like he's gonna outdo them regardless, right?
In some forms, yeah, but yeah. Like, wouldn't you though? Like, to kind of balance and promote yourself.
But I don't think most of these cats nowadays be worried about like getting on a song and trying to outdo somebody.
Undercoverly?
I don't think they do it all.
Oh, well.
I don't think none. I don't think a little baby's getting on a song like I gotta outdo the baby or anybody else on the song.
Yeah.
I think they just get on there and just make music and just pump it out, man.
Yeah, it's like I got what you
and saying. I think a lot of that's gonna change. Well, they're gonna try to make it change with the Spotify changes where they make right. You have to have 1,000 plays. In 365 days, which I think it's going to affect old school artists too. Like, is every old school artist getting 1,000 plays on all their songs in 365 days? No.
See, that's that year.
In a year, and so they'll monetize your music, but the royalties are still there.
Mm-hmm.
And what they're going to do is they're going to give the royalties to somebody else.
Yeah, see.
Which is really going to be crazy because.
What you call it?
Exclusivity?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We were talking about that in your interview. And you definitely changed my mindset on a lot of things with you got to push the merch, you know, ahead of the music. You know what I'm saying? Let the merch sell the music
right.
And not the music sell the merch.
Right.
But yeah, like you said, you got to go to exclusivity. Now you got Lloyd Banks with the $100 mixtape, you know,
yeah.
And whatnot. And I'm interested to see how that goes.
Right.
Yeah.
I'll let you know about it.
Yeah. Cats gonna have to get bold, I think, nowadays. They're gonna have to get very bold.
Brian, that, oh man. I'm sitting over here looking weird in the face, bro. That don't, I feel like the new Tay God album gonna be the craziest album, though. And I'm like, I ain't even talking about my joint, right?
Yeah.
I'm talking about, I jumped past mine to get to his. Like, I honestly feel like his jump gonna be the craziest album. And I'm putting it way out there. My shit gonna be fire, inferno. You know what I'm saying? Pyro, Plague and Spitting Armageddon ass. But his shit gonna be crazy, crazy though. I'm just saying.
Now, how long you been rocking with Woodboy Digital now?
Oh man, from the beginning, I'm gonna say 14 years.
14 years now?
Yeah. 14 something.
Anything you wanna shout? You got social media links, Instagram, Facebook. What do you mainly do?
Facebook, TikTok.
You be TikToking it?
No, here and there.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I do a little something here now. I don't try to get into it. But you know, man, I just bounce around a little bit here and there, pop up here and there. But yeah, check me out, man. Woodboy Digital, Red Venom, McMillan, Facebook. You're gonna see me a lot soon. You know what I'm saying? I'm working on things now, so just have a little patience for you, boy. Trust me, you're here from.
Well, that's right. You heard it. Paul Pickett Podcast, Red Venom, Woodboy Digital. Shouts out to New Tay God in the building as well.
Yeah.
And we about to wrap it up. Peace. We out.